You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. Brazil's president tests positive. The average age of patients plummets and contact tracing falters. Here's what you should know. After months of downplaying the virus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro announced to reporters he has tested positive for COVID-19. Brazil is second only to the U.S. in coronavirus infections, with over 1.5 million, and deaths with more than 65,000. White House Health Advisor Anthony Fauci said Monday that the average age of COVID-19 patients in the U.S. has dropped by a decade and a half. And while that may be good news for the fatality rate, since statistically younger patients have a better chance of surviving, it could increase the spread of the disease to more vulnerable populations. As cases surge in the U.S., it's not just treatment facilities that are being overwhelmed, but preventative measures too. Experts now say the surge is so great in the South, it is no longer possible to perform effective contact tracing. This warning comes as the U.S. nears 3 million cases and is reporting record highs for new daily infections. Finally, here's today's one question. Is it possible to have complete immunity to COVID-19? Because this strain of coronavirus is so new, there is no known immunity in humans. In theory, people become resistant to a virus after recovering from an infection or receiving a vaccine. But currently, it is still unknown if COVID-19 survivors are immune to the virus. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.